And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, September 28th. We're coming to the end of the quarter. Very exciting. And it's now the Jewish New Year. So, Mark, I am thinking that maybe we should both start meditating again. Remember when I got so into my meditation, but then I made it crazy. Then I'm so nuts that my meditation practice started to feel like, oh my God, I have to meditate. And I made it like crazy making for myself. And Mark was meditating. I think you were doing it with Peloton. And then why'd you fall off?
I don't know. I was going good probably for a solid month. I did it every night, right before I went to bed. I wasn't doing like long sessions. These were like 10-minute sessions. And then I don't know, for some reason, it kind of just fell off.
I'm thinking the reason why I'm going to go back is that there was something about, I don't know, something happened on that bike ride, just having a break from all of the noise in my life that made me, I don't know, like more attuned to the fact that I'm filled with, you know, podcasts and listening and doing, and that I do need like to rest my brain. And so I'm thinking about it. Maybe you and I both do it. Maybe we'll make that a fourth quarter goal that we'll start meditating again. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll pick it back up, but you should check out the, I know you used to do Headspace, but check out the Peloton catalog.
I'm going to do it. Is there someone you like specifically?
Yeah, I've found two people that I tended to use on a regular basis. I'll send you their names.
Why? You don't want to say it on the air?
No, because I'm drawing a blank. I got to look them up.
I thought that was like, I want to make sure that I don't hurt anyone's feelings. All right. We are here taking the mystery out of your financial life. And we do that by answering questions. And sometimes you guys join us on the program and we absolutely love that. If you would like to come on the air, go to jillonmoney.com, click the little contact us button and fill out the form. And that's all you need to do. Mark does everything else because he's that good. All right. Today, we have Wes, who is joining us from the Midwest. Did I sound okay doing that, Mark? It was a little bit of a tongue twister. Hello, Wes. Welcome to the program. What can we do for you?
Hi, Jill. Hi, Mark. I'm very excited to be here. Beginning of this year, I was feeling pretty good, looking at my retirement accounts, thinking, hey, maybe I could retire early. But as the year wore on, the markets went down, and we realized that we're going to need to help my mother-in-law out. Last year, she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and she's been living in an apartment independently, but my wife wants her to move into a place that has more like 24-hour staff and maybe with a path to memory care.
Yeah.
And so she did some pricing on that, and it starts around $50,000 a year. And then it goes up to, you know, $75,000 a year as you add services. She only has Social Security income and hardly anything in savings. So she's going to need some help with this.
Okay. So right now she's living independently, and who's helping her? I mean, that's quite a lift,
Yeah, my wife and her sister help her get groceries and do errands.
When are we thinking the timing of this?
They're thinking this year, but this year is starting to come to a close, so it's going to be soon.
Okay. And how much, you said she doesn't have that much money. So how much money is in the bank?
She's got about $20,000 in the bank and gets about $20,000 a year in Social Security.
Have you guys explored Medicaid? Because it was a system that was essentially created for people like your mother-in-law. So have you started poking around in there?
I think my wife looked at that and they were not happy with the facilities that they could get with Medicaid.
I know that's the thing. In fact, you're right. How old is your mom, the mom-in-law?
She's 83.
So what you guys are thinking is that take Social Security, there's 20 grand. And now who's going to make up that $30,000 difference? It's going to be your wife and siblings. And are you guys able to do such a thing?
Yeah, I think so. We're in a pretty good spot right now. I'm just wondering, you know, how it's going to impact our retirement plans.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit. So, and would this be split between your family and another, or are you shouldering the entire burden?
I think my wife's sister can help out, but they're not in as good a place because they have kids in college and they have their own expenses. So we would take a larger share.
What is the share that you would take in your mind? What's your guess? Yeah.
I'm picturing if we have $20,000 coming from Social Security and the sister puts in 10 and we put in 20, we get to 50.
Okay. So let's do that for the moment. Let's talk about you guys. How old are you and your wife?
I'm 58. My wife's 51.
And are you both working?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you earn?
I make $80,000 a year, and my wife makes $130,000 a year. We both got raises this year, so I'm not exactly sure what our expenses and income are this year because we got a little bump in salary.
Okay, that's good. Do you guys have children?
Yes, we have two sons. One's in middle school and one's in high school.
Do you have money saved for their education?
We've had a 529 started for them. It's up to about $20,000 in each account.
Are you both contributing to retirement accounts through work?
Yes, we're able to max out for the past few years.
Okay, so that's awesome. And when you say max out, you mean the max out $20,500, or are you also making the contribution that catches up, that extra money you can put in?
Yeah, we're doing the catch up as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Luckily for me, or unluckily, I inherited some money about 5 years ago. So we were able to pay off our house loan and our student loans. And then that also allowed us to do some extra saving like this.
Great. Okay. So you've got no debt, essentially.
Correct.
Okay. What is your house worth?
About $200,000.
Okay. And you're going to stay there?
Yep.
Okay. How much money is in each of your retirement accounts?
Here's where it gets a little complicated.
Oh, gosh. It wasn't complicated already. This was already complicated, man.
Yeah. I have inherited an IRA.
Okay.
There's about $820,000 in it right now. Because I was the sole beneficiary of that, I share it with a brother and a sister. So I really own about a third of that.
Okay. And when did this person die?
In 2017. So it's a stretch.
Oh, so you got the stretch. Okay. So there's 273 grand is what I'm looking at. Okay. Keep going.
I have 112,000 in a traditional IRA, 20,000 in a Roth. This year we started a brokerage account. We've got about 107,000 in that. And then I have about 156,000 in a 401k. My wife has about 80,000 in a 401k and about 24 in a Roth IRA.
Will either of you be entitled to a pension?
No.
Wrong answer. Let's start over. Will either? I'm just kidding.
I wish. Oh, and then we have an emergency fund of about $100,000 in the bank.
That's great. Okay, here's what you have to do. So you're going to have to pay at least 20 and maybe what's called 45 grand a year. This probably does mean that you are going to have to, something's going to have to give. Okay. And my guess is that the give and is going to be how much you're putting away into your 529 plans. and how much you're putting away into just your brokerage, because the excess cash flow is going to, it's going to be necessary to funnel that for your mother-in-law. You got these raises at a time where you really have a big pressure coming in your cash flow needs. All right. The unfortunate part is, gosh, I really wish that we were able to capture that money in order to actually help you jam on your retirement stuff. Whatever, life comes and you have to deal with it.
Yeah, I know that it won't be forever.
I also think you're going to have to work longer. I mean, also, thank God, your wife is the bigger earner and she's going to have to work longer also. And frankly, what I'm guessing for her at this point is, like, once her mom is safe in a facility, she can go to work. But like, the alternative is you say, all right, mom's good. We're going to bring mom to live in with us and we're going to start getting care in the house, which is like, that's invasive. And also at some point, I know there are a lot of families that do this, but like, some of this stuff is out of our expertise and you really, it puts a tremendous burden on the family. And you got young kids, you know, so you got to still deal with that. So I think you're going to be okay. If you were jammed up for some reason, you could pull some of the money out of the inherited IRA. I'd rather you not. I think that you can cash flow this. I just think you're not going to be able to contribute as much money into the 529. You know, you may want, right, just even for now, what I would probably do is stop doing the catch-up contribution for your retirement accounts. I would just do the 20,000. I just do the statutory limit. I wouldn't do the catch-up. I'd start, you know, pushing that money into the emergency reserve because you're going to need to spend it. And I would then start to use your excess cash flow and keep track of your money and see how it goes. Maybe you can just simply cash flow this. It may be that that is possible. Really?
Yeah,
is.
I forgot to tell you that we do get bonuses. So I haven't figured out exactly what they are. My wife might receive about 15,000 in bonuses and I might get a couple thousand. So there's some extra cash to work with as well.
Yeah. And in that case, all in the emergency reserve fund, build that up. Let's say that mom goes into a facility starting in, I'm going to just say January, because it's going to take a while to get her in. I really want you guys to just for 90 days to track where the money's going and see how you're doing. Maybe you're going to be doing better. Maybe you really don't spend any money. And maybe you say, well, you know what? Actually, I can do the catch-up contribution. Or you know what? Instead of the catch-up contribution, you know what I want to do? I want to throw some money in the 529 plan. You know, at least in the beginning, the ramp up is kind of good because, you know, she does have Social Security. Use that. Spend her money down. The money that's in the bank, just spend it down. There's actually no reason for her to keep that money. And then you go from there one day at a time. It's a rotten situation, man. I'm sorry.
It sounds like we'll make it.
I think you will. You know, I just want to say one thing, even though you've already spent, you know, you've already paid down your debt, you know, all that stuff. But for other people listening, sometimes when I say to you, don't be so quick to pay down a mortgage, this is one of those weird situations where I kind of wish you hadn't paid down the mortgage. Like the unexpected, strange cash flow pressure that comes up where you could have had the access to cash gives you some comfort. Now you don't have the expense of the mortgage, so that's good. But if you're listening, these are the kinds of situations where you say, you know what? Actually, I wish I had that money back that I'd paid the mortgage down with. So you've done it and you're in a situation and I think you're going to be fine. I really do. You may have to work a little longer, but you like what you do?
Yeah, I think we're both happy doing what we do.
Excellent. Do you guys have your own estate planning completed?
That's where I'm working on it.
Oh,
we've had a draft together for at least 5 years now. It's never been finalized.
Wait a second. What's preventing you? Like, you have the draft, right? So tell me what's going on that prevents you from just getting it done.
It's in my wife's court.
What does that mean?
She's an attorney.
Oh.
I'm waiting for her to finish it. But she's so busy working that there's no time for dealing with personal stuff.
Okay. Yeah. The cobbler's kids got no shoes, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Get that done. Also, do you have life insurance, the two of you?
Yes. I went to Policy Genius and got more because we didn't have enough.
Oh, look at that. Policy Genius, sponsor of the pod, full disclosure. Good job. I really want that estate stuff done. This is for your wife. Make up a name for her. Just make up a name.
Wheezy,
pay attention to this. You need to get these documents done. Put yourself first. Put that oxygen mask on. I want a will. I want a durable power of attorney. And I want a healthcare proxy. It is now the end of September. I will give you until Halloween to get your documents completed. Please do that, or else I'm going to come and beat you up. Now, I'm probably not going to do that because I don't think I've ever been to Missouri. I may have been to Missouri. I've been there once. My niece went to WashU. So anyway, I wish you the best of luck, Wes. Is there anything else on your mind?
Actually, there's one more thing. My wife's office offers long-term care insurance, and she's kind of interested in looking at it. I'm not sure. What are your thoughts on that?
I'd look at it. I'll tell you why, because the only affordable way to get long-term care insurance is through a big group. So I'd look at it and see how much it costs, and then shoot us a note and let us know. It may be worth it for you guys. Wes, thank you so much for joining us and really wishing you the best of luck to you and your family, especially to your mother-in-law, to your wife, to the other in-laws. It's such a strain, and it's sad, and I'm sorry you have to go through that. So we're with you, though. Thank you for giving us a holler. If you, like Wes, have big changes in your financial life, maybe it's a family situation, maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a kid, maybe it's a spouse, whatever it is, we'd love to hear from you. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, write your note, and if you want to come on the air, just check that box off. While you're on the website, check out all of the fabulous content that is floating around there. So jillonmoney.com, bookmark the site. You'll be back, I promise. Okay, do something nice for someone else today. It will make that person feel better. It will make you feel better. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.